With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel grieves the remains of four hostages who died in Hamas captivity from its attack on October 7th, 2023.
Crowds gathered in Khan Yunis in Gaza to watch the coffins being loaded onto Red Cross vehicles and driven to Israeli forces. As the bodies arrived in Israel, hundreds gathered along the route of the convoy to observe a minute of silence. Tel Aviv resident Alon David was there.
It's a very sad day for all of us. We hope that they will come back alive, all of them.
The remains are said to be of Shiri Bibas and her two children, Ariel and Kafir, as well as Odet Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted. Israel and Hamas have yet to negotiate the second and more difficult phase of the ceasefire. The first ends in early March. I'm Nayan Kim.
Meanwhile, Israeli police have reported a series of explosions on three buses in central Israel in what they said appeared to be a militant attack. No injuries were reported. Police rushed forces to the scene Thursday in Bat Yam, a Tel Aviv suburb, as they searched for suspects. Bomb disposal searched buses and trains nationwide for additional bombs. A rift has opened between the U.S. and Ukraine's leader.
President Trump blasted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky,
a dictator without elections,
at a business conference in Miami, saying,
the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle. He played him like a fiddle.
The leaders of Germany and the UK, among those jumping to Zelensky's defense, Prime Minister Keir Starmer noting Britain suspended elections during World War II, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz calling it wrong and dangerous to deny Zelensky's democratic legitimacy. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 450 points, the Nasdaq dropped 93, the S&P lower by 26. This is SRN News. Two more transgender bills are under consideration in Colorado.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced a measure that would punish an individual if he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of a person who is living as the opposite sex. They've also put out legislation that would force coroners and medical examiners to list a deceased person's gender identity on the death certificate, not their actual biological sex. Colorado is one of the most liberal states in the nation, and a number of its LGBT laws have been challenged in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has signed an executive order that aims to help people hoping to expand their families through in vitro fertilization by reducing costs for the procedure. Those costs can now range from $12,000 to $25,000 per cycle. Some pro-life advocates, however, oppose IVF because the procedure can involve the destruction of human embryos. This is SRN News. Slightly more Americans applied for jobless benefits last week.
The numbers from the Labor Department show layoffs remain in the same recent healthy range. Weekly applications for benefits are considered a proxy for layoffs. Some analysts are expecting layoffs ordered by the Department of Government Efficiency will show up in the report in the next few weeks. While layoffs remain low by historical standards, some high-profile companies, including Starbucks and Southwest Airlines, have already announced job cuts this year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Walmart delivered another year of strong sales and profits with its competitive prices and increasingly strong magnet for inflation-weary shoppers. But this year appears to come with new challenges in an uncertain economic landscape. The outlook from the nation's largest retailer for 2025 is as much as 27 cents below analyst projections. More at SRNnews.com.